Shalom, Rabbi Galperin.
How are you, Ilan?
I am doing fine. How are you?
Baruch Hashem. Thank God. Thank God.
That's good. And how is the new member of the family doing?
He's doing well. You know, he's growing and he's gaining a lot of pounds, which is very, very good. And he's got this talent of making sure that my wife doesn't sleep more than two and a half hours at a shot every night.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very good at that. But otherwise, Baruch Hashem, I can't complain. The kids love him, and that's the main thing. So Baruch Hashem.
That's great.
Thank God.
Good to hear. Good, so Parashat Pinchas this week.
Right, and it's an amazing story of Pinchas. You know, Pinchas was the grandson of Aaron, and he is rewarded for his act in killing the prince of Zimri and the Midianite prince who was his person under him, and God grants him a covenant of peace and the priesthood, as well as Moses empowers Joshua to Yehoshua,
yeah,
to succeed him and lead the people into the land of Israel. Now, if we look at Pinchas, who was the hero, obviously, of this historic portion, he was previously unheard of. No one knew who he was. And though he was the grandson of Aaron, and he belonged to the royal family, he was really an unseated young man, who, with a single act of bravery, was basically catapulted to becoming a star, and he became the star of the show. And the Talmud, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, explains the behind the scenes, the story of what happened, and which was that Zimri, who was a prince of the tribe of Shimon, publicly flaunted his intimate relationship with the Midianite princess, and Moses is momentarily, stumped because Pinchas respectfully reminds Moses that he himself taught the principle that one who behaves as Zimri, the way that Zimri behaved, he may be executed for doing what he did.
Yeah.
Because we weren't allowed to go and have any relations or anything with the Midianite women. And Moses responds that since Pinchas remembers this, he, Pinchas, should be the one to actually carry it out. And Pinchas duly does just that, and the terrible plague that had taken the lives of thousands stopped, and God blesses Pinchas with his covenant of peace, and Pinchas goes down in history as a hero who saved the day. And this is what is brought down in the Talmud and the Gemara. And it's very, very interesting, because from this story, there's so many questions that arise. How is it possible? You know, all of a sudden, the rare and precious crossroads of life, when the chance to unleash our inner calling presents itself, what happens? Moses forgets what he himself has taught. This was a time that Moses could have really acted on what he taught, but no, what happens? Moses forgets. So apparently the divine providence saw fit that this great prophet, Moses, should suffer a temporary memory lapse in order that the young Pinchas, who was nobody, no one knew who he was, assume his status of becoming now a hero. Now, if you think about it, Pinchas could have really made a simple calculation. He could have thought it in his head like this. Here stands Moses and Aaron, as well as other prominent elders and leaders, and they're all silent. No one says anything. No one's willing to do anything. And in the face of such, moral travesty, all these great men stand back. Everyone is quiet. No one's willing to do anything. And who then am I, Pinchas, to step forward? How can I, little old me, the new kid on the block.
There.
Yeah, right. Stand up and say what I believe in that presence. Surely I must keep quiet and hold my peace. But what do we see? Pinchas did not say that. And thank God he didn't say that. Because had he kept his silence, the plague might have not been averted and Pinchas would have remained a non-entity. Because it was a plague that was going around and people were dying. So this says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that this serves a very powerful lesson to all of us. Because if we witness a situation where we feel that we can make a difference, then we have to do that. And the fact that greater people than us seem paralyzed and they're not going to do anything should not necessarily mean that I should remain idle. Perhaps we look at it in a different perspective. Perhaps it is my unique chance to do something historic. Perhaps I'm earmarked, you know, for greatness, and God is opening my window of opportunity. Because if we think about it, if I deny myself this moment, I can maybe deny myself my destiny.
Yeah.
So sometimes the moment is mine. The moment is yours.
Yeah.
Sometimes greater people may, you know, take the responsibility and opportunity and not do anything. And it lies with us alone to do something. Because each one of us has so much unlocked potential. We always get these opportunities at certain crossroads of our life where we have this rare and precious chance to unleash that inner calling that is happening right now, that is presenting itself to us. We have to think in our head that this is our baby, it's our moment of glory, our personal calling, and we dare not, you know, not do it. So such was the case with Pinchas, that he did not wait, even though he was surrounded by so many people. He took the ashes into his own hand. No, I'm not telling everyone that we should become a Pinchas and go and kill people if we see it. But there are certain things that we're able to do that we can make a difference in the world, in the community, and things that we see happening in a family, in a relationship, kids, whatever it may be, it's up to us to be able to take a stand and do what is the real correct thing. Because we see, let's just look at the story of Purim. The Megillah records how Queen Esther is asked by Mordechai to intercede with the King Ahasuerus on behalf of who? On behalf of her people, of the Jewish people. And she explains that she fears this may be absolutely suicidal for her. She's going to get killed. But Mordechai responds with rather strong words, and he says, "Relief and deliverance will come from the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish." What was Mordechai telling Esther? He was telling her that the chance to single-handedly save one's entire nation doesn't present itself every day. And it's at a unique moment that we have to seize that moment. And if we don't do it, someone else will. But this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity may be lost forever. So the story of Pinchas reminds us that when an opportunity knocks and stands right in front of us, we should take up that opportunity so quickly that we should not hesitate, because this might be the only time that we're going to be able to do it, and it's a time, maybe once in a lifetime, but if we don't do it, then definitely we're going to lose on that opportunity to be able to do something, to be able to change something. And that's something that Pinchas stood for, something that Pinchas wasn't worried that there are higher people, holier people, rabbis standing next to him. He saw they're not doing anything, I'm going to do it. And that's something that every single person should do. Get involved in the community. Do something in the community. If someone else doesn't do it, that doesn't mean you can't do it. Be part of the community and make sure that you take on the initiative to make a difference. And that's what Pinchas is teaching us, and that's what's so important from this historic portion.
And Rabbi, services at Shari Tzedek.
Services Friday evening at 7:15 and Shabbat morning at 9 o'clock. And Sunday morning as well is services every Sunday morning at 8:15 at the Shaar HaShemayim, which is followed by breakfast, as well as the community has a community minyan every Monday and Thursday at 7:15 in the Paratop, which is open to the entire community, and I encourage everyone to come, whether it be for a Yortzeit, whether it be to say Kaddish, or whether it be just to come and start your morning off right and praying with the minyan. So that is open to the entire community.
Good. So Rabbi, I wanted to thank you.
Thank you, and wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and have a good and healthy week, and look forward to talking next week.
Same here. Thank you.
Be well.